I want to introduce it with a piece from the Kuntres B'yam Darkecha on Purim. I sort of mentioned this the other day, but I want to show it to you because you'll see that the theme that we're going to speak about today in Avodas Yisrael is going to be entirely about this theme. Now, the truth is I was debating because our Rebbe, the Kashrut Zermaget, has a lot of Torah on this week's Parsha, and he has a lot of Torah on Zachar and Purim. And since this Shabbos is Parsha Zachar, it would have made sense maybe to jump into that, but it's too much. We can't do it all at once. So we'll save the Amalek and the Purim Torah for next week in Eretz Hashem. We're just going to focus on the Parsha Truma Torah. Okay, and actually we're going to learn some of his Torah for the Half Torah of Parsha Truma, which we actually don't even read this Shabbos because it's Parsha Zachar. But again, as a theme, it's Mamish very Purim-dik, and I want to show you that. I want to introduce it in this way. So It's brought here in the Sefer B'yam Darkecha on Purim, in the Kuntres B'yam Darkecha on Purim. He says that one of the goals of Purim, just in one line here, he says, "Im zochim liknos b'Purim es ha-kavach hazeh, lif'ol ulenatzeach mitoch ha-kara, sha-kavach hu shel Hashem Yisbarach." One of the goals, one of the takeaways, one of our hopes and aspirations of Purim, is to be able to what? To do, and to be victorious, to be victorious, but to do it with a hakara, with a recognition, that I am just a vessel through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating in this world. And I told you, I sort of mentioned this the other day, Baal Peh, but I want to show it to you for a second, because he outlines it very beautifully. He says there's really three madregos, three different levels of how I view my existence. And we're going to see that the Torah we're going to learn today in Avodas Yisrael is very much, I think, geared towards helping us to reach this third level, which is really the goal of Purim. The goal of Purim is to sort of live on this level. Level one, he says, is to think, is to realize, is to feel that I am a created being. I'm reading here in the footnote on page 32 of B'yam Darkecha on Purim. He says that level Aleph, humadregas olamos bria yitzira va'asiya. Okay, don't get frightened by the Kabbalistic language. He says, in the olamos, in the higher worlds, in the higher realms, in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, how do I perceive my creation? Shabahem nivra margish. In those worlds, a nivra, a created being, feels. I feel that I exist. No? Simply, you exist? You real? Are you a figment of my imagination? You're real. You're a real person. So in the lower three worlds, a person feels their existence. Shiyesh lo mitzias kayemes. He has an actual existence. And the goal, the way that I live spiritually in this level, when I live it properly, is that a person is makir shekol briuso, v'chol chayav hei me Hashem Yisbach, to realize that my entire existence that I've been given is from Hashem. I am real. I'm real. I exist. And I know that anything that I have, from my beating heart, right, to my ability to speak, to the ideas in my mind, to the talents that I have, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elisha margish sof sof, but I still feel that nonetheless, since Hashem gave me life, azai hu yesh lo eizem mitzius, that I have existence. I exist, and I have the humility to know that all the great gifts that I have in my life are from Hashem. That's level one. Obviously, he says, if this madrega gets mekulkeles, if this madrega gets broken, what happens is that a person starts to think that I exist and my talents and my strengths and et cetera, are my own. That it's all me. Okay. So that would be a terrible mistake to think that it's all you. But that this is level one. Level one is I exist, my existence is real, but I have the awareness that all my talents, my gifts, my strengths, my abilities are all from Hashem. That's level one. Level two, a second madrega, is that a person, we call this the Olam Atzilus, the highest of the four worlds. Again, don't worry about what that means exactly right now. What does it mean practically for us? This is the world, he says, of Mashiach ben Yosef. Now we know that Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David represent these two stages of Geula. Mashiach ben Yosef, our tradition is that Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed in battle, and Mashiach ben David will then be able to move forward. What exactly that means is a great question. But Mashiach ben Yosef is killed in battle. So that means that there's a loss of existence, right? If level one is I exist, but all my gifts are from Hashem, level two is I don't even exist. Level two is the realization, ha'akara, sha'kol ze rak Hashem Yisbarach. There is no real existence. Ve'ein le'nivra mitzios amitis. I don't really exist. I am actually a figment of my imagination. I'm existing within Hashem's mind. There is no real me. Total bittel. Again, like Mashiach ben Yosef, who will be killed in battle. Right? A loss of self. A total negation of self. Okay? So level one is I exist, but I have the humility to know that anything I have is from Hashem. Level two is, no, there is no me. Level two, there is no me. What's level three? Level three, Madriga Gimel, explains Rav Itchamayer Morgenstern, is what? Is a Madriga Gavoa Biyosar. It's the highest level. It's the highest level. What is this level? Vihi, and that is, Shalinivra Yesh Mitzias. Yes, I exist. Avalhi Eina Shalo. But my existence is not my own. Kedavar Atzmi. Ella Kikli, that's the key word. I am a vessel, Legalos Esaur Ha'elion. I am a tool, like we say, you know, in the davening of on Yom Kippur, right? I'm like a kli in the hands of the craftsman. I'm a vessel. I am a vessel by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates in this world. That the Or HaElyon is able to what? To pass through me. So I exist and I don't exist at the same time. And friends, that's the Madrega of Purim. The Madrega of Purim is that a person is able to what? Is able to turn himself into a vessel by removing his das. And yet still being able to actively, in an energetic way, serve Hashem, he's able to sort of create an existence which is paradoxical, of existing and not existing at the same time. You hear? Level one is, I'm very real, I exist, almost independent from Hashem, but anything I have was gifted to me by Hashem. Level number two, no, for me, ain't old Mavado, there's only Hashem. Level three is a very hard level. Because level three asks a person to exist and to be proactive and to do, but to just be a tool in the hand of Hashem. To see my whole existence as whatever Hashem wants me to be, that's what I'm going to be. I am a kli in His hand. And He gives them up again of an Adam God person who wants to speak to a large room of thousands of people. And the people in the back can't hear him, if not for the Ram call, if not for the speaker. So when the Rav speaks and the speaker allows that voice to be heard in the back of the room, right? So the people in the back, so what are they hearing? If you ask them, where did you go today? I went to hear an unbelievable shir. Oh yeah, who gave it? And you answer, it was given by a Bose speaker. What? Who gave the shir? Oh no, I heard the speaker. I heard the physical, you know, sound system. You didn't hear the sound system, you heard the Rav. The Rav's voice was transmitted to you through the sound system. But the speaker wasn't the one saying, right? The physical loudspeaker was not the one that was saying over the chidushim. It was the Rav. He needs a tool to be able to bring that message to the world. So friends, every one of us is like a ramkol. Every one of us is a sound system. Every one of us is a megaphone. Every one of us is a microphone. We are a speaker by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu blasts out His message to the world. So he writes here, he says, Kach ha'osa ha'amiti v'ha'mitzias ha'amitis. The true way to serve Hashem is that what? Is the recognition that Hashem is all of reality, kind of like level two, but that Giloy Bapoel comes about through me. So I have to strike this very delicate balance of what? Of both simultaneously existing and not existing at the same time. And he says, and we conclude with this, Hine Darga Zu, Hi Madrega Yoser Gavo. This is a very high level. Ki Yoser Kasha Lios Velasos. Because it's easier to say either, let me like really feel that I have Mitzias and I exist, and I just know my gifts are from Hashem, but my actions are my actions. Or tell me I don't exist at all, and let me just not exist, not to feel my existence at all, to be totally bottled to Hashem. Now you're telling me, no, work hard, do your part, and realize that it's still not you. That's very hard. You're asking me to do almost two opposite things. It's very difficult, lihiyos v'la'asos, it's hard to be and to do, and at the same time to what? Lizkor lahargish shakol zehabore. But I'm just a tool in Hashem's hand. I'm just a puppet in the hands of the puppeteer. Me'esher lo la'asos bechlal ulahargish shani klum. It's easier to not do anything and just say, whatever Hashem wants is going to be. I don't even exist. Ein od mavado. You understand why that's like an easier type of surrender? To say that I'm committed to working and doing and building, and at the same time, to not think of myself as anything other than a tool in the hand of Hashem It's a hard madriga to strive for. But on Purim Adlo Yalda, we throw away our heads. We allow ourselves to just be a kli in the hand of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I think this is what David HaMelech is saying, and we actually, it's part of the parak of Tehillim that we say on Purim. Tehillim parak of Beis is the parak of Tehillim that Esther davened on her way into Achashverosh. David HaMelech says, or Esther really, Esther Malka said, Va'anochi solas velo ish. Right? If we're assuming these are David's words, David says, I am a worm and not a man. Va'anochi solas velo ish. It's very interesting. Anochi is the ultimate word of existence. It's Hashem introducing himself at Har Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So David HaMelech says something which is so hard to understand. What does that mean? How could I be Anochi, I am a worm and not even a person? Whoa, what are you, David? I don't understand. Do you exist or you don't exist? And however, the answer is that the Avodah of Purim is to exist and not exist at the same time, right? Purim's the day that if you ask someone, you know, how is Purim? Wow, you know, I felt it, and you know, it's the day that you feel it the most, right? And sometimes, if a person drinks Adlo Yalda on a certain level, they don't feel it at all, right? It's like I don't even remember what happened, right? Because I'm a kli for Hashem, I'm a tool in the hand of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the avoda of Purim. That's the level that tzaddikim always live on. That it's not about me, but I exist in a way. I exist in the hand of Hashem in a way that I have to do. And David HaMelech was a builder. David HaMelech was a warrior. David HaMelech was a leader. David HaMelech was a teacher. David HaMelech was all those things. And yet, Va'anochi, the I, which is so proactive, Tolas V'loish. I'm a worm. I'm not even a person. I'm just a tool for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express himself in the world. We have to try to become that sound system for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each of us in our own way. Okay? So with this introduction, and I know that was a long introduction, let's learn a little bit of Avodas Yisrael in this week's Parsha. And you'll see why everything that he talks about is really about making myself into a kli for Hashem. Becoming a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Obviously, how does our Parsha begin? And how does what's the theme of our Parsha? It's all about building a Mishkan, building a house for Hashem. So already you should start to think, I am that house for Hashem. I become that house for Hashem. Right? I become, so to speak, the bayis for Hashem. But let's see. Vasuli mikdash. Dihine kol harotze la'avod Hashem. Ulahaschil batora obetvila. There's again, we've spoken about this many times, and our Rebbe, the Avodas Yisrael, has been mechazik us many times. When a person wants to begin learning, a person wants to begin davening, Efshar lishum nivra lahalos al daito, shiyesh bekocho laavod leilas ha'ilos. A person immediately thinks, it's impossible for me, a created being, to find the strength to serve the ilas ha'ilos, the cause of all causes. It's who am I to serve Hashem? My davening's worth anything? My learning is worth anything? Where do I get the strength to connect to an infinite creator? Ki af ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim lo yichalkalu. Like the Pasuk says, that even the heavens and the heavens of the heavens cannot yichalkalu, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, right? Yichalkalu cannot provide for him, cannot sustain him. So all the more so, af mikol shekein, shochnei batei chomer, a person who lives in a body of what? Made from the dirt. Asher ba'afar yisodam, a person who comes mamish from the afar. I'm supposed to now pretend that I can serve Hashem? So how do I do it? And the answer is, the way that I'm thinking is already a mistake. I'm thinking that I need to find, through my existence, the ability. No, I don't need. I'm a kli in the hands of Hashem. I am a tool in the hands of Hashem. And if I know that, if I see myself as nothing other than a shliach Hashem, a tool in the hand of Hashem, what's the halacha? We've said many times. What's the halacha by shlichus? Shlucho shel Adam, kamoso. When you appoint someone as your shliach, so they become you. So if we see ourselves as just a tool in the hand of Hashem, right? So where do I get my strength from? Where does the hammer get its strength from? Where does the hammer get? It gets the strength of the person, however strong the arm that's lifting and banging with the hammer. Right? It becomes an extension of the strength of the one who's holding it. So therefore, a person says, how am I going to daven? How am I going to learn? I'm not smart enough to learn Tosos. I'm not focused enough to concentrate on the Shmona Esrei.
A person needs to what? All I need to do is to try to turn my mind away from foreign thoughts.
And to not allow my mind to wander. I just want to clear out a space and allow Hashem to fill that space. That's what building a Mishkan is. And here's the key words.
I'm just trying to make myself prepared, ready,
lekabel kedushas boro, to receive the holiness of my Creator,
v'hashpas chachma ubina,
and to just, again, to receive the hashpa of Hashem's wisdom, asher Hashem yashpia bo, that Hashem will now pour into me. I want to just make a space. I want to be a vessel. I want to be a kli. That's how I prepare myself. If I try to think that I'm going to do it on my own, I'm not going to be able to do it on my own. It is too much. But if I make myself a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or, so then I can accomplish amazing things. And then I can begin to give nachas ruach, I can give delight to Hashem, I can give nachas to Hashem.
B'koach elyon uvashpaz chachmaso akadosha asher higam kein mibli gvul.
Then I allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sort of fill me up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, hashpa is infinite. So if I become a kli, the big, you know, the more space I make for Hashem, the more I receive, and the more I'll accomplish. But I have to negate, in a sense, I have to make space in order to then be able to build, to be able to accomplish. I have to withdraw in order to then be able to reveal.
V'zeh she'amar l'Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom.
And this is exactly, after standing at Har Sinai and being utterly overwhelmed by the responsibility of being a Jew, Hashem says, listen, here's how we're going to do this.
Asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham.
You don't have to do everything. I'm not asking you to do everything. In fact, the highest day of the year, Purim, I'm going to ask you, ad lo yada. You don't have to worry about figuring it out. I'm not asking you to figure anything out. I'm asking you just to make yourself into a kli and allow my voice, Hashem says, to so to speak, come through you, to express itself through you.
This is the
mission statement of the Torah. Asuli mikdash, make me a mikdash. What does that mean?
Perush.
What does it mean, make me a mikdash?
Perush shetiyu atem mikudashim lishon mizumanim labore baracho.
Mikudash means what? Means prepared. Means designated. When you make something hektish, when you say this animal is harei zu la'ola, this animal is for carbon ola, right? So now it's hektish. It's consecrated. What does that mean? It's designated. It's set aside. It's prepared, right? It's not on the Mizbeach yet. When I point to the sheep and I say harei zu ola, it's not on the Mizbeach yet. So what do you mean it's an ola? It's set aside to be an ola. It's been designated, right? It's transforming itself to become a carbon ola. And the fact that it's starting to think of itself in that way, it's starting to become it. It now has a holiness to it. So Hashem says, Asuli mikdash, prepare yourself for me. Be prepared to receive me. And if you make yourself into that vessel, Chavra, listen, va'az v'shachanti besocham, then I can dwell within you. Perish besocham mamash. I can truly be inside of you. I will fill up the space that you make for me.
B'shi'urin deliba.
Within the gates of your heart, right? Within accordance with the measures of your heart, to the bigger space you make, the more you'll get. The more space you make for Hashem, the more it'll fill up.
Kishatem ta'avdu osi rak bebechina asher ashpia lachem.
When you serve me in the way that I am ashpia upon you, then oz yiyeh mako mishkani bekir bachem mamish. Then you become the greatest. Because what? Because it's not God out there and me down here. And it's not only God, I don't exist. It's this third level that, again, that Rav Itcher Meyer was talking about. This realization that I feel my existence and I'm trying to do, but it's with a complete recognition that I'm existing just as an extension of Hashem, a kli in the hand of Hashem.
And
therefore the psukim continue, and the psukim describe that what should I do, how should I do, Hashem says, I'm going to model it for you.
Kachol asher ani mareh oscha. It should be exactly the way that I'm showing you. Is tavnis hamishkan ves tavnis kol keila v'chein ta'asu. Right? I'm going to give you a tavnit. I'm going to give you an outline, a model. I'm going to show you exactly what the dwelling should look like. The tavnis of the mishkan. The tavnis kol keilav. I'm going to show you, I'm going to model for you exactly what each of the kelim, interesting, we're talking about making yourself into a kli, v'chein ta'asu. And that's exactly how you should do it. Friends, when you see yourself as a kli of Hashem, there's no anxiety in Yiddishkeit. Because I'm not feeling totally batel. I'm not feeling totally in charge. I'm trying to be the best kli that I can be. And I'm letting Hashem guide me. I'm letting HaKadosh Baruch Hu take me where I'm supposed to be. Like we learned the other day in that Gemara that the Stipler quoted from Maseches Sukkah, right? That a person's feet are his arevim. His feet are his guarantors. That where you're supposed to be, the Gemara says, your feet will take you. So instead of trying to control the situation too much, just allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to direct you. See yourself as a kli of Hashem. If Hashem wants to use me in this way, I'm prepared to do it. If Hashem wants to use me in that way, I'm prepared to do it. Again, I know there's a lot of obvious questions in terms of the lamaisa here. So how do I do that? Right? You're telling me I need to be proactive, but I see myself just as what a tool in the hands of Hashem. But sometimes, again, if I was mamish a tool, if I was a lifeless tool in the hand of the Creator, so then okay, then whatever the Creator chooses to do with me, he's going to do. But here you're telling me what I mean. How I have to decide. I don't know. I have to pick a major, you know? I have to find the direction of life. I have to figure out where I want to live. I have to decide which sefer on the shelf of Svarim in front of me to pick up and learn this afternoon. So I'm happy to be a kli, but Hashem, how do I know which one to pick up? Right? I have free will. I have the ability to choose. I can decide how I want to do it. And you're telling me, but no, I'm just an extension of Hashem. So how do I do that? But it starts with a mindset, and that's what our Rebbe is describing here, of saying, Hashem, when I wake up in the morning, it's not about me. It's not about not me. It's about me as an extension of you. It's about being a kli in the hands of Hashem. And if I do that, again, that's what the pasuk is saying. Kechol asher ani mar'eh oscha, exactly as I will demonstrate for you, Hashem says, I will show you, I will guide you. Shekol avodascha tia kederach sh'ani mar'eh oscha. That all of your avodah should be in the way that I show you. Exactly what I show you. Sha'ata tiye beratzon pashut lekabel hashpos habore o ahava o yira. You should be simple in your, you know, the kli doesn't decide, right, what gets poured into it. If I have a glass cup, right, so the cup doesn't decide, am I drinking water? Am I drinking coffee? Am I drinking orange juice? Am I drinking Diet Coke? Right? Am I drinking wine? The cup doesn't get to decide. The cup is a vessel. It receives whatever its owner decides to pour into it. So too, we have to make ourselves into a kli that Hashem, whatever you want me to be, that's what I'm going to be. If the hashpa is ava, then I'll be makabel ava. If the hashpa is yira, gvura, I'll be makabel gvura. Whatever it is, that's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to receive. Okay? Again, it's a high level. It's not an easy level. But this is part of the transformation of a person to make himself into a kli for Hashem. Okay, let's go on to the next piece. Okay, top of page, Tzadi Hay. V'no'adti l'cha sham, v'dibarti itcha me'al ha'kaporas. Okay, he's describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to commune with us. Hashem is going to speak to us really from the top of the Aron, between the Kruvim. The truth is, that's not what he's going to explain to us right now. Why he chose to even attach it to this pasuk is not really going to be our focus right now. We're not going to get to that part. But he's going to draw from the Haftorah that we would have read if it wasn't Shabbos Zachar. The Haftorah, just like the Parsha describes the building of the Mishkan, so the Haftorah, what would have been the Haftorah if it wasn't Shabbos Zachar, describes the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, by the hands of Shlomo HaMelech, from Malachim Aleph. Okay, so he's quoting here the Psukim in Malachim Aleph. Dihinei b'haftorah, again, in the normal Haftorah, which we would have read this Shabbos if it wasn't Parsha Zachar, Ksiv v'yas, listen carefully, v'yas labayis chalonei shikufim atumim. The Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo was building had windows which were shikufim atumim. They were shikufim, they were wide. Atumim, they were narrow. What does that mean? Were they wide or were they narrow? Perish Rashi, Rashi explains. Rechavos mibachutz, they were wide on the outside. Vizeh shikufim, that's what shikufim means. Migzeras hashkifa, a broad, wide window on the outside. And yet, as the window was, so to speak, you know, brought inward through the wall, kitsaros mibifnim, it narrowed on the inside. Wide on the outside, says Rashi, and narrow on the inside. Kitsaros mibifnim. That's what atumim means. Atumim means atum v'sasum, closed up and sealed. Okay? So according to Rashi, interpretation of the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, the windows were wide on the outside and narrow on the inside. Okay, what does that mean? Why would you have a narrow window on the inside, right, and projecting outward? What does that mean? Ki Shlomo Hamelech Alav Hashalom Bana Beis Hamikdash Shelo Kederech Batim Acherim. Shlomo decided with great wisdom to build the Beis Hamikdash not like a regular house. Why? Asher chalonosam rechavos mibifnim uktsaros mibachutz. Typically, you would want to what? You would want the light as it comes in from the outside to become wider on the inside. In other words, I want to pump the light in from the outside, right? I want to pump it in from the outside, and now as the light comes in, the light is then able to fill the room. So I want to draw, you know, picture almost like, you know, you plug a lamp into the, right? You plug a lamp into, I don't know, into a socket. Into an outlet, yeah? So the electricity, the energy is being drawn kind of through this narrow, right? Through this narrow pathway until it reaches the light bulb, right? Which is going to then, you know, shine the light outward, right? So it's coming from a narrow place to sort of an expansive place to fill the room with light. What is Shlomo HaMelech saying by, so to speak, plugging in the window on the inside and having the light shine to the outside? What Shlomo HaMelech is saying clearly is that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need to import light from the outside. The Beis HaMikdash gives light to the outside. So it's narrow on the inside. It's as if, you know, it's plugged in on the inside, right? And the bulb is directed shining outward to the world. The Beis HaMikdash is shining its light out into the world. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. Shlomo HaMelech was saying, this house is not like regular houses, where we try to bring in light into the house. Asher lo kein b'Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech was saying, in this house, in the Beis HaMikdash, the light of the Beis HaMikdash shines outward to the entire world. V'ayin b'medrash tanchuma, v'targum mefarish behefech. However, if you look in the Targum, if you look in some of the Midrashim, while Rashi just offered us a beautiful explanation, Rashi told us, narrow on the inside, wide on the outside, which was Shlomo's way of saying the light is shining outward to the world. If you look at the Targum, if you look at some of the Midrashim, it says the opposite. It says the opposite. What does it say there? The Targum says that atumim mibachutz ushkufim mibifnim, narrow on the outside and wide on the inside, kederach kol abatim, like a regular house that's trying to bring in the light from the outside. So, if the Targum says this, we have to try to understand it. There has to be a truth of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. We like that first message. That first image is so beautiful. The Beis HaMikdash is shining its light out to the world. It's a beautiful image. But we have to try to understand what is this other version? Where, so to speak, it's narrow on the outside and wide on the inside. Okay, what type of Beis HaMikdash is that? Or to say it differently, what type of person is that? Because we're each trying to become that miniature Beis HaMikdash, that miniature Mishkan. So we're actually going to be describing two personality types. Two types of tzaddikim. But again, I don't want you to think of it just as two types of tzaddikim and like space out, because I'm not one of the tzaddikim that he's talking about. Every one of us has a shaykhis to these two personality types. Okay? So let's see. How does it work? V'nira li b'derech remez. So explains our Rebbe. It seems to me, I'd like to explain b'derech remez. Dihinei habayis haya ikur haremez eich shi'avod ha'adam esboro. The Beis HaMikdash, again, the Mishkan, is simply a house of worship. In other words, it teaches me how to transform my building, my being, into the service of Hashem. As all the Rishonim explain, with regard to the Malachas HaMishkan. V'hinei, nimtza b'kirbeinu shnei sugei tzadikim. There's two types of tzadikim. But if you feel more comfortable translating it, two types of people, so that's fine. There's two types of people. There's two types of people of how I look at myself and my avodas Hashem. Ha'echad shu tzadik gadol va'osa ratzon boro yisbarach. There's a person, and again, keep this image in mind that we're learning today, that I want to be a kli for Hashem. I want to be a vessel. So there's one type of tzadik that he does the ratzon Hashem. Amnam shiodeya ba'atzmo shu otze ratzon boro yisbarach. And he knows that what? He knows that he's doing the ratzon Hashem. Ve'ein b'kocho lahachzir hakol l'sharsho, l'das ki hakol hu me'eis ratzon habore barachu, afilu masha ovdo. But he feels that as much as he's working for Hashem, he feels that the work is his own. He doesn't have the strength to return everything to its root. Look carefully. L'das ki hakol hu me'eis ratzon habore barachu, afilu masha ovdo. He's not on a high enough madrega to be able to say that I'm just a tool in Hashem's hand. He says, if you ask him, Nu, what do? I work for Hashem. And I work hard for Hashem. And I know that Hashem gave me, this is level one, Hashem gave me the talents, the abilities to work for Him. But at the end of the day, the work is my own work. I'm proud of my work. It's my work. I'm working for Him. He's my boss. Not that, you know, foolish. But the work is my own work. That's one type of person. But there's a higher level that we're striving for. And again, it's what we called in the writings of the Biyam Darkecha on Purim, level 3. There are tzadikim gedolim asher heim be'enei atzom efes v'ayin. Right? Sort of the combination of level 2 and 3. To negate oneself, but then not to negate oneself to the point that there's no existence, because I do exist. But I exist as a tool in the hand of my Creator. There are tzaddikim gedolim who see themselves as nothing in terms of themselves, umachzirim kol mida v'chol machshava l'sharsha, and they restore every emotion, every thought, every feeling, every move they make. It's connected to its root. In what sense? Ki hu koach habore baruchu. They realize that the koach that is pulsating through me, the actions that I'm doing, it's just Hashem working with me, working through me. I'm His tool. When we build a dav, efes v'ayin, and even the work, even my mitzvot are not mine. Even my tefillah is not mine. I kept Shabbos for you, Hashem. No, you didn't. Hashem says, I chose to keep Shabbos through you. It's a hard thing to accept, to be such a tool in the hand of Hashem. Umitzadik ha-gadol hazeh, who bekir bo efes v'ayin, and a tzadik, who's what? Who reaches level of negation, of self-negation, to allow himself to just be a kli in the hands of Hashem. For such a tzaddik, ha'or yotze l'chol ha'olam v'chol hashpos hakadoshos. Through such a person, the person is allowing himself to just what? To be a loudspeaker. The Rav wants to give a shir, but it's a big room. Rav has a small voice. He can't project to the whole room. So he plugs in his microphone, and that microphone is hooked up to a large sound system, and it blasts it outward, right? From the small lips of the Rav into the narrow end of the microphone, transmitted through all of the wires until what? It reaches the big speaker and blasts out to the large audience. So the tzaddik, who what? Who sees himself as just sort of that, you know, I'm just plugged into Hashem, so then he's able to broadcast a very loud message to the world. Like the windows of the Beis HaMikdash, which are small on the inside, but broadcast in the broadest way, they blast the message of God out to the world. So this tzaddik, who again he's sort of the small end of the window, then his or is able to be yotzei out to the world. Okay, and that's what Rashi is referring to. Okay, so let's see. So which way should we be? Right, which way should we be? V'alav ramzu Rashi imamedrash. That's the Rashi's version. Shemaisa hamikdash romeis laavodas hatzadik hagadol, that this way of viewing the small window on the inside, wide on the outside, refers to this higher level tzadik, this higher level tzadik. Rechavos mibachutz, wide on the outside. What does that mean? Sha'or yotzei umispashe, top of the left column, mimenu, that the light shines outward and expands from him. Va'atumim mibifnim, but narrow on the inside. What is chaver? What does narrow on the inside mean? Narrow on the inside means that in terms of the self, on his right within himself, I'm a small person. I don't see myself as being so big. I'm just a tool. Hashem is big, and when Hashem goes through me, the message comes out big, like the projecting of the voice through the sound speaker. But atumim mibifnim shuhu be'ene atzmo atum. Then in his own eyes, he's a closed-up person. He's a small person. V'nidma lo shehu choshech b'kirbo. Right? There's a darkness that dwells inside of me. I'm not. The light is just passing through me. I'm just, you know, there's no light. You look at the plug that's plugged into the outlet. There's no light on that end, even though that's where all the energy is coming from. Right? But it's shining on the outside. So the tzaddik said, I'm a small me. I'm not so illuminated, but I position myself in such a way that Hashem could shine through me, and on the outside, it creates a tremendous, tremendous light. But then there's the second type of tzaddik, the lower level tzaddik, like the Targum is describing, who says about himself that how did the Targum learn it? The Targum said it's big on the inside and it's small on the outside. And you know what our Rebbe is going to explain. And he still says that this is still a Madrega. This is still a Madrega. When I see myself as what? As a big chush of a worker for Hashem, again, I'm big on the inside, but it's me. It gets narrow on the outside. I'm not able to accomplish as much on the outside. I'm not able to shine as brightly outwards because I'm taking up too much space for myself. Again, this is the paradox. If I just make myself small and make myself an empty vessel, so Hashem fills me up, and then I become much bigger. If I try to just be my own human being doing my thing, so I'm only going to be so big. If I fill up a lot on the inside, so my hashpa on the outside is going to be a lot smaller. He does end the piece by saying, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. These are both madregos. Ve'eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Right? Both approaches are true. Rashi is true. The Targum is true. But obviously, we want to be Mekayim, that first message. We want to be the bigger tzaddikim. We want to be someone who has the understanding that making myself small, throwing away my das, ad lo yada, allows me to what? To reach even higher levels. As opposed to trying to become my own thing. When I try to be my own thing, that actually makes me that much smaller. Okay, let's do one more small piece and we'll end with this. Again, from the Haftorah, what would have been the Haftorah for Parshas Truma, our Rebbe has a lot of pieces on the Haftorah. And again, it's all this theme. So we'll just do one more. We'll do one more line. It says that Hashem nasan chachma leShlomo. Hashem gave Shlomo great wisdom. Vayihi shalom bein Chiram ubein Shlomo. Shlomo enters into a partnership with Chiram to supply materials and to work on the building of the Mishkan. Oh, sorry, the Beis Hamikdash. The Haftorah is talking about Shlomo building Bayis Rishon. Okay, in Malachim Aleph. So he has a couple different interpretations. What does it mean Shlomo and Chiram entered into a partnership? Who is Shlomo? Who is Chiram? The first piece he says Chiram is the Yetzer Hara. And he talks about how a person can sort of reconcile with his Yetzer Hara. But let's read the second piece. O Yomar, last two lines on page Sadihei. Vashem Nasan Chachma. Listen carefully. Again, it's just the same idea again. We'll hammer it home one more time. Hashem nasan chachma. What does it mean? Hashem gave wisdom. Shlomo, you're the smartest person ever, right? But Hashem gave him his wisdom, and he knew it. He saw himself as a tool in the hand of Hashem. Dehine ha'adam ha'shalim. A person who's a whole person. Afal pi sho'ovid Hashem yisparach b'chol minei shlemus. Even though that person is working hard, he's thinking and he's doing and he's trying to develop himself. Tzarech li'istakil tamid al pechisis erko. He needs to look constantly at the essential lowliness of his worth. Shu afer ve'efer. And that's a hard thing. To hold myself in high regard, to want to work hard for Hashem, to feel that I can be a good tool in the hand of Hashem, but to know that I come from dirt and I'm going back to dirt is a really hard thing to do. V'ha'avdus eino ela mi'ito yisbarach shemo. That all of my avoda, right? You understand why this is so hard? Because when you have a good Shemona Esrei, it's because you worked hard to have a good Shemona Esrei. You tried to concentrate during davening. But Dafka, after that Shmona Esrei, said, wow, Hashem chose to have a good Shmona Esrei through me. You hear? It's a hard madriga. To be able to say that my avdus is Einu Ela Me'ito Yisbarach Shemo. That my avoda is not my avoda. That it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu operating through me. That Hashem is no sin lecha koach lasos chayel. Hashem is giving me the strength to do. Uve'yos kein, and when I do that, Zoche li'yos miktash lishkon bo habore yisbarach shemo. When I do that, again, I become a dwelling place for Hashem. I become a bias for Hashem. I become a tool for the craftsman. Kamosha heishivatana lahamin, like one of the Tanaim responded to a heretic who was trying to understand how this works, how does Judaism work? So the Tana responded to him, Shebechachme Yisrael yesh kamoso. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu poker akaros, af Elisha poker akaros. He said that what? Just like Hashem has the ability to help barren women to have children, so too Elisha is able to help barren women to have children. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ayin Sham Bezor HaKadosh. Ukamo Sheshamati Mimori V'Rabi. What does it mean? We have superpowers? The answer is yes, if we allow Hashem to operate through us. As I heard, he says from my Rebbe, Ve'ahi lahem lamikdash ma'at, and we end with this chavra. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, Ehiyah lahem lamikdash ma'at, or it's really Ahi, Ahi lahem lamikdash ma'at, I'll be for them, or for you, as a mikdash ma'at, Ratzolomar, listen, in one line, this captures everything that we learned today, Shashem Yisbarach Amar, Shiyah lahem lamikdash, if you want to be a mikdash, if you want to be a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to become a mikdash, you want to become a designated provider for Hashem's presence in this world, Ach ba'ofen shiyema'et es atzmo. Ve'ehi lachem lamikdash ma'at. If you want to be a mikdash, then you have to make yourself small. You have to be like that narrow window on the inside, and then you can be bright on the outside. You have to be, I'm just the microphone to broadcast the message, I'm just the speaker to get the message out. But the speaker can't think that it's my message. And the person who's Oved Hashem can't think it's my avoda. It's my tefillah. It's my tefillin. It's my learning. It's my tzedakah. No. It's all Hashem's tzedakah. It's Hashem's learning. I'm honored to be that vessel by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs the things that He wants to perform in this world. Again, it's not an easy level to exist and to not exist at the same time. But that's Purim. That's Purim. Purim is a day where a Jew feels his Yiddishkeit in the deepest way, but he also negates his Yiddishkeit in the deepest way. Right? He negates his, not his Yiddishkeit, he negates his, emphasizing the word his. He negates his Yiddishkeit. It's not him. It's not me. Adelo yada. Adelo, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just a kli. I've become a vessel by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can manifest Himself in this world. Okay? So friends, this is the Avoda Purim. And again, this is how our Rebbe sees the whole underpinnings of the Mikdash and the Mishkan. And again, it takes us back to our shir from the other week. Kishem, just like Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, just like Chodesh Av is Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Chodesh Adar is Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. What's the Simcha of Adar? Building a Beis Hamikdash. What does it mean to build the Beis HaMikdash? Exactly this. Be narrow on the inside, humble on the inside, a kli for Hashem, but then if you let Hashem just use you in the right way, Hashem will use you to do beautiful things in the world. And you'll have a big hashpah in the world. Okay? So that's what our Rebbe, the Kashrut Rebbe, has to say.